Al Jazeera Podcasts.
The United Nations top court has just ruled against ordering Germany to halt arms sales to Israel. The case was filed by Nicaragua and accused Germany of failing to prevent genocide in Gaza by continuing to sell arms to Israel. It's the latest case involving Israel before the International Court of Justice. South Africa approached the court in December, accusing Israel of committing genocide.
By 15 votes to one, find that the circumstances, as they now present themselves to the court, are not such as to require the exercise of its power under Article 41 of the statute to indicate provisional measures.
Now, in other developments, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pledged to attack Rafah in the south of the Gaza Strip with or without a ceasefire deal with Hamas. That is, despite international calls for restraint, 1.5 million forcibly displaced Palestinians are sheltering in the city. Meanwhile, Gaza's Civil Defense Agency says a lack of equipment has caused the deaths of thousands of Palestinians trapped under the rubble of destroyed buildings. It estimates more than 10,000 people are missing. They're not included in the official death toll of more than 34,500 Palestinians killed since October. The UN estimates it could take 14 years to clear the debris in the Gaza Strip. The United States has found five Israeli military units responsible for gross human rights violations in the occupied West Bank. It's the first time Washington has reached such a conclusion. The incidents took place before Israel began its war on Gaza. But despite the findings, the State Department said the units have not been sanctioned. In other news, Donald Trump has been fined $10,000 for contempt and for violating a gag order in his hush money trial. The judge found the former U.S. president had breached the order in online posts and warned him he could be jailed if he commits further violations. Trump is accused of falsifying business records to hide a payment to an adult film actress in 2016.
Welcome to Necessary Tomorrows. My name is Ursula. I am an AI, and I have inferred from your online activity that you have been feeling more dread than hope when you think about the future that is coming for us here in the 2060s. So I have created a course just for you to enhance your capacity for imagining different futures. Necessary Tomorrows, an audio series by Doha Debates and Al Jazeera. Find it where you listen to podcasts.